I trudge towards the car, wishing we were going anywhere but to where we are.
Come on, Neil!
My wife cannot seem to disguise the irritation in her voice as I slide into the passenger seat.
From the look on your face, you'd think we were headed to the gallows.
I might as well be.
For goodness sake, they're not that bad.
Sasha rests her arm on the back of my seat as she reverses from our drive.
Look, you've got out of coming with me for the last 2 years. You could at least pretend that you're looking forward to spending Christmas with my family.
I'm not pretending anything. At least I can relax when I spend it with my father. I twist my wedding ring round and round. I've lost that much weight, it's a wonder it hasn't fallen off. With your bloody lot, I'll spend the next 3 days completely on edge.
Look, Neil.
With a shake of her head, Sasha flicks her dark hair behind one shoulder and glances at me.
If you feel the need for space, there'll be plenty of places at their new house to retreat to.
I hope so. Look, I'm sorry, Sasha. You know I'm not myself right now. I need space, not a crowd of people.
You haven't been yourself for months.
There's the usual weariness to her voice.
It affects me too, you know.
I know I'm dragging her down with me, and this knowledge is more than I can handle sometimes.
Hopefully, I'll get back to normal when these tablets kick in. At least you're finally taking them.
She turns into the petrol station.
I'll fill, you pay.
You know I'm broke right now.
Something inside me sags even further. It's not my fault. I've had no work over the last couple of weeks.
Sasha sighs as she drives alongside the pump.
The last couple of months, you mean? You need to get it sorted, Neil.
There's suddenly a sharper edge to her voice. All right, thanks for reminding me, as you do at every opportunity. I reach into the carrier bag at my feet and pull out a can of beer.
You have got to be joking, Neil.
She pulls the handbrake lever with such force, I doubt she'll be able to release it again.
It's not even lunchtime and you're drinking already. What are you bloody playing at?
Do you want me to survive the next few days with your family? I pop the can open and lift it to my lips, immediately feeling calmer. Besides, it's Christmas. If I want a beer, I don't need your bloody permission. I'm a grown man.